Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, here we go then. Clips of the Week. And we start with Alan Brazil discussing the name on everyone's lips this past fortnight.
Yeah. Ganga Turi's astonishing claim. Larius, Carius, concussed in Champions League.
Larius Carius. Yeah. I think he was in Pompeii, wasn't he?
Defended by his captain Liverpool, Hendon Henderson.
Larius Carius.
Here's the Moose with Football League news.
Probably Paul Tidsdale's last game as manager. He's been really heavily linked with the MK Johns.
The MK Johns.
Oh, yeah, so I remember the Wimble Johns.
The Wimble Johns, they don't talk about that, of course. Yeah, the Wimble Johns fans don't anyway. Now, this is Bob Mills chatting about some classic kids TV.
Mitch's one is the Robinson Crusoe song. Mm. You don't remember the Robinson Crusoe song? You're too young. But when the shit, as he says, it had the sad bit when the ship didn't spot him.
Oh, ship.
Sorry, I wonder what that was.
Yeah,
I'm quite old and I don't know what he's talking about there. And in a similar vein, here's cricket reporter Guy Swindles.
Perhaps that was papering over cracks in the team.
Oh, cracks.
Yeah, we're talking about the first test, I think.
I think he could have been, that's right. Back to Alan with a competition.
In the 2018 FIFA World Cup finals, which group are England in? Is it Group A? Is it Group F?
Is it B? Is it A? No, A, sorry. B, is it F? Is it A? Be great. Could have been there for hours.
It's so confusing.
Could have put an extra hour on this show.
It's good.
Now, what's next, Dan?
It's Fisherman's Blues now, and Nigel has started the show with a lovely fishing-related poem.
Yeah.
Oh, it's grand to be out in the old grey boat with a friend and a rod and a fly. And to feel the lift of the boat as we drift.
Ah! I've got the hook in my eye! That probably isn't the last line, to be honest, but I just imagined it might be.
Who knows? And this is Ida Good
Johnson. It's me, isn't it?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay, carry on.
It's Ida Good Johnson on breakfast discussing one of his former clubs.
You know, the day after the Chelsea win the World Cup, the only thing you read about, well, they won it, but is Conte now leaving? So
Chelsea won the World Cup.
Yeah, that's exciting, isn't it? I have to enjoy it because in about 2 years' time we'll be in the Rymans.
There we are. Very optimistic about the new season.
Oh, yeah, very.
So what's next, Andy?
It's newsreader John Howick with tennis news.
Meanwhile, Serena Williams is underway in her first Grand Slam match since her birth.
Really? Is that right?
It's quite.
Check the record books for that one. Since her birth.
I think she's done better than that.
Now, look, I know it's hard to believe. But some of the stuff that Alan actually says between 6 a.m. and 10 every day is scripted. And it appears that, unfortunately, this week, one of the production team may have handed him an old script by mistake. Listen to this.
23 of Southgate's squad were on show as the Three Lions prepare to take on the world in Russia in just, 8 days? Harry wants to go all the way. Now, Man City goes second with a win at Bournemouth, but Pep Guardiola is sweating over an injury scare to sensational new boy Jesus, who limped off.
Jesus, that was August. That was back in August. So yeah, it's a bit of old news that really.
I don't know how that happened.
But that does mean that there is definitely a little window to do a Ron Burgundy on him, isn't there?
And here's the TalkSport caller of the week to Sam Matterface. Mm.
John is a Liverpool fan. Hello.
Hey, Sam.
Hello, John.
Hello,
right?
John.
Hello.
TalkSport, caller of the week.
What does John shout there at the beginning? Let's hear that again.
Be ham!
Be ham! Why does he shout, be ham?
Be the ham, like an American golf fan.
Let's have it once more, can we, Bill?
Be ham!
Be ham! No, I've got no idea. No idea. If you've got any ideas, let us know. This is Danny Kelly chatting about one of the great referees, of course, of recent years.
Along with Howard Webb at his very best, Killeen was the best referee we've seen in a generation. He seems to have great integrity as well, and he is running the referees for this World Cup. And he's a West Ham fan in Northampton.
What about that?
Hello, Adrian. I'm very disappointed about Manuel Lanzini.
Who would have thought Killeen was a West Ham fan from Northampton?
Absolutely.
I would have thought he did Italian side, exactly. At the very least.
Back to Alan now, who's talking to an Icelandic football expert.
And just young kids growing up in Iceland then, how are they seeing European football, Germany, Spain, Italy and England? Is Sky in Iceland? Do you have an equivalent?
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Do you have TVs in Iceland? Yeah. It's not all fishing holes now, it's moved on.
It's quite a modern
definitely
place.
Yeah.
It's you all, have buildings.
It's all changed there.
You all live in igloos.
It's all changed now. Now, this is Ali McCoist. Mm. Sitting in for Alan Brazil on Breakfast, introducing a celebrity guest.
We are joined now by the infamous spoonbender, Yuri Geller. Good morning, Yuri. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning to you all the way from Israel, in Old Jaffa.
He obviously went to Israel in his spaceship, Yuri. And did he just say, I'm an old Jaffa?
No, I didn't.
I don't think, Yuri, don't be so hard on yourself, Yuri. And finally, Andy.
And finally, having sat in for Alan on Breakfast, Ali realised what a fine job the big man does every day.
This man had a well-earned vacation last week, right? He was away over in Spain. And I stood in the show for him, right?
Right.
I'll tell you right now. Respect.
Yeah.
I've had a hat on, I take it off. 18 years. 18 years.
Well, that actually did remind us of something.
Mm. 18 years. 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't
his. Daniel McCoist there. So, thanks to everybody that suggested clips that were played this week. Leighton Reed, Glyn Barrington, Paul Reed, Gareth Northgate. Oh, come on. Bradley Claridge. Brian Ham. Brian Ham?
Be Ham!
Oh, it's him.
That's him.
It's
yeah.
B. Ham.
Yeah, exactly.
Keith Hughes, Arthur Beard, and Paul Forrestal. So there we are. They all suggested clips that were played. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, we're still going to do them out there, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're still bringing you the clips next Friday. So please send them to us, talksport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089. And you can tweet to TSHANDJ, TSHANDJ. We just need a day and a time when you heard the clip so we can pinpoint it and listen back. And if it's played like those guys, you will get a credit.
Don't miss Clips of the Week every Friday afternoon at 3:30 on the Hawksby and Jacobs Show on Talk Sport.
Is it Sports Talk?
No, it's Talk Sport.
Well, Talk Sport, whatever.
Available across the UK on DAB Digital Radio, online at TalkSport.com or via the Talk Sport app.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.